Blog Talk Radio.
All right, turn the volume up a little bit. Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Monday Show. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. Did you have some fun? Did you do anything interesting? Did anybody watch football on Sunday? Yeah, I'm kind of a passive interest in the game. I played it a long time ago. I still enjoy the game. I know there's a lot of violence and brain concussion issues and injury issues, but I talked about this a little bit last week, and I have callers. So I'll be with you in a minute. But it's all about being a warrior, an expression of being a warrior. So we'll leave it at that. Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? I want to talk about consciousness. Now, I'm going to take my calls first because I got an 856 and a 512 and a 256 numbers. We're going to talk about being conscious, being aware. What does it mean to be a conscious? And it means basically to be aware. What got me thinking about this, you know, give me a minute here. Give me about 2 minutes and I'll take your calls. I was watching Super Soul Sunday on the Oprah Network with Oprah, and she was interviewing, I believe the name is John McKay. John McKay is the founder and CEO of Whole Foods, and he talked about his spirituality in business. And it was really, really an interesting discussion. If you ever get to look him up, and I found a book I'm going to read, or I got online to read. I'm doing e-books. I read a lot of e-books. It's consciousness and business. And I thought, ooh, consciousness and business. And it's about being aware. It's about being aware. If you're in the business world, it's about being aware of everything around you, the people, your employees, your vendors, your customers. It's just an awareness with a spiritual thing. And I think one thing John said that it affected him in business and it made him more effective and moved him into a better business state of being was once he decided, or once he opened his heart to love and let love flow through him. Now, you don't usually hear that business and love, but that was really fascinating concept of allowing love to flow. And so you develop love for everything around you. You're conscious of everything around you. Conscious of where things are on the shelves, right? Or how you're treating customers, or how you're treating your vendors, or how you're treating your employees. You become aware. So we'll talk about consciousness. I have some other articles that relate to that, and but some health things and just general discussions about stuff. Because I think being conscious of being aware of this, of everything around you, is really important, and it gets you out of. It's hard to be conscious and worry at the same time, unless you're conscious of your worrying. But what I mean by that is, if you're conscious of just the little things around you and the beauty around you and aware of all the beauty in the world, it's hard to worry, isn't it? Now, you may disagree and say, I'm going to worry anyway. It doesn't matter. Okay, let me take some calls and we'll get into some other articles. Something about memory, and I have a cool Abraham quote. Kind of like about this a little bit. I'm going to twist the quote a little bit to apply to the idea of consciousness, but we'll do it in a minute. Okay. Oops, what happened? Oh, here we go. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you? And whom am I speaking to?
Hi, George. My name is Stacy, and I am listening to your show for the first time.
Okay, well, that's good. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's on, is that something on Stacy's mind, or you just want to listen?
No, I do. I'm interested to see if you had anything as far as a message from a loved one and or a past life.
Okay, well, we'll work backwards a little bit here. What year were you born?
1962.
1962. Well, let me see if there's somebody that wants to come through before I go into the past life, because they're usually, if they're knocking on the door and I'll get a message, a male figure. I hear male right away. Male figure, father's side of the family. Okay. Feels like a mm-hmm. grandfather kind of thing. Okay. Is your grandfather alive?
No.
Okay.
My grandfather and I were very close, and we called him Papa.
That's probably. That's probably that's what they call my granddaughter, who's only a few months old. That's our relationship. I'm Pop Pop. So I know that one. I understand that one. Okay, I got that one down. So okay, so that's probably who's coming in. So let me see if there's a message for you. Okay, what's his name?
Theodore. He went by Teddy.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew Teddy. I was just about ready to say Teddy. Okay. When you said Theodore, Teddy popped in really fast, the name. Like, I don't want to be Theodore. Yeah, right. He's not a Theodore. Obviously not, right?
He's definitely a Teddy.
He's never been a Theodore, okay? Okay, here's what I get. You can always tell me that I'm whacked out and crazy and what are you talking about now sort of thing. But I'm hearing the words, do not overplay your hand. Now, this could be something that's coming up in the future or it's something about going on in your life right now. But I do hear the words, do not overplay your hand. So it must be something coming up that you have to do that you have to deal with people on. Okay? What else is he saying? Okay, that doesn't register with you, but it will. Okay, just kind of put it in the back of your mind when you get in a situation of, you know what I mean by over, don't over, or he means by over, don't overplay your hand.
Well, I know what you're referencing, but I don't know specifically in what way he's talking about it at this point.
Yeah, well, it's not a specific thing. Just you don't give you too much information. You know, don't give too much information, basically. Okay. Did he play cards at all?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because I keep getting these card references about, you know, holding it close to the chest. Don't show too much that you know too much or something like that. So there must be something coming up in your life that you're going to have to be careful about that. Okay.
Okay.
Be cautious about that. Be cautious of giving too much information about yourself, especially. Okay.
Okay.
And it feels like whatever reason is that it can turn on you. Ooh, that's not good, is it?
Okay. No, that's not good.
No, so I would be very careful about that. It'll come up in the near future, it feels like, and you have to tell me if it does, because that's really kind of an interest. I've never had anything like this before where don't play. Yeah, okay. What else? Anything else real quick, and I got to move on. Let's see what else I get. So you were born in 62, right?
Yes, April.
And you died just prior to World War II. It feels like I keep getting 1939, okay? It's just prior to World War II. You were relatively young in that life, okay? Oh, well, no wonder. It was in Europe, and it was by the hands of a Nazi, okay?
Mm.
Yeah, not a good thing. Mm-hmm.
Was I Jewish?
Yeah. I'm not really getting Jewish. I'm getting more gypsy. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
It feels more like a gypsy. You were relatively young, and you were accused of being a gypsy. You know, soothsayer. You know, just kind of a vagabond kind of person who traveled around a lot. Okay.
Okay.
You're very free spirit in that life. You were a very free spirit. I don't know if you changed your ways in this life, but in that life, you were a little bit of a con artist, still female, but still a little bit of a con artist. Okay. But still had a good heart for people, still loved people, but the Nazis didn't like you very much. When I say relatively
very
young, when I say relatively, Hungary comes up a lot, or that area of the world. It's Hungary, not Romania, Hungary. Okay, Hungary. Definitely Hungary area. Hungary. And what I mean by you were under 30, but around 30-ish. Okay?
Okay.
Oh. So do you have a family now?
I have a son. A grown son.
Yeah, because I don't.
I have two brothers. One that I don't speak to. Not one of those.
I know those. I know that family member that nobody wants to talk to anymore. I know that one. Okay. Well, look. let it go. He had children in that life, and I got a feeling that it was before you had an opportunity to have children because you were on the move all the time. Okay?
Okay.
So let me get, what's the lesson for that life? Because there always has to be a lesson or something you wanted to carry forward that maybe you're doing, you're not doing in this lifetime that you need to do. Because it feels like that energy, that bohemian kind of energy is still with you but needs to surface more, okay? That avant-garde, be different, don't follow all the rules kind of thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a rule paper person this life, like right down the middle, straight line, don't vary?
Not necessarily on the important things. I mean, I'm a responsible person.
Yeah, I think.
But I do have a fun, lighter side to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, use that more is basically what I'm getting about you. Use that more, okay?
Okay.
Because you have to know, and this is, and then I'm spending a lot of time with you, but that's okay. And I don't know why I'm spending a lot of time with you. Maybe you're just a really wonderful person and you're worth spending time with,
thank
right?
You. Yes, I'm a good person.
Yeah, because it feels like that the energy I get, that if you worry too much, and it's like this idea that God's going to take care of you anyway, the universe is going to take care of you anyway, no reason to worry, just go play. Okay?
I'm a very spiritual person. Yeah.
It's like you turn the wheel over to God, and you go play in the passenger seat for a while, okay?
You know, back to the other life that you were mentioning, I have a big heart for people, and I don't know, obviously, but if I was back in that time, I definitely would have been trying to help people.
Oh, you did. You did. You did both. You know, you help people, but also you're a survivor, basically a real survivor up until the end, okay? You took care of yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You knew how to survive, and I'm sure that carries forward in this lifetime. You know how to survive.
Absolutely, yes, I've had to.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. Enjoy it, okay? Just
thank
know
you
that
so much.
Just know that your grandfather is whispering in your ear all the time. You just have to listen more, okay?
Okay, I will, and thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now. Yeah, I never know what I'm going to get when I get to a past life thing. It's what comes up. Sometimes I'm just going, really? Is that just some crazy? But the stories seem to be so crazy sometimes. But they're interesting. And they're not. And what I like about past life stuff is the idea that we're not all kings of countries and all that stuff. Okay, I'll have to get back to you on the chat room questions. Yes, that's a question about somebody coming into your life. And let me take some calls. They've been waiting for a long time. So let me get back to you on that one. Okay? Hello?
Hi, George.
And whom am I speaking to?
This is Yvonne.
Yvonne, what's going on in your life today?
Right now I'm just listening to your show. I've never listened to it before.
Okay. It's a newbie day out.
Oh, it's a beautiful day out.
I mean by newbie is new people.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You're newbies. Okay. So you had a question. I'm sorry. I just kind of like rambled on and on there. I do that sometimes.
That's okay. I was just wondering if you had a message for me from someone that's passed.
Yeah, it feels very distant, like way back. Somebody, it's on your mother's side, okay? Wow, this is really weird. I mean, not that you're weird or they're weird, but it feels like there's a gender thing here that just doesn't feel like male or female. I don't know what that is. It's okay. Maybe it's an angel, okay? Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's an angel attached to your family. That feels more like it than a person, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like your family has a guardian angel. That's what it feels like more than anything.
Wow.
Okay,
that's
so what would a guardian angel say? Well, the big word is trust. Trust. trust your guardian angel, okay?
Uh-huh, okay.
And it feels like that when I get the word trust, it's like know that the stepping stones will be put in front of you as you need them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That you're being looked out for after, that you're being watched over, that you won't be allowed to step into a trap. That's the word I hear, a trap, like trapped, you know, like an animal stepped in a trap. You will be warned and guided out from those things. Wow, that's really cool. I've never heard this before.
Yeah.
So I would be really, I would just have faith that, there's this guardian angel that's with your family. Okay?
Okay.
I'm trying to get a name. I wish I could get a name. The angel starts with an S. I don't get it, but it starts with an S. So if you go through the angel names, and one of the names will really, it sounds like Sophia or something like that, but it's an angel, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's watching over your family.
All
so
right,
have faith in that. You ask your angel for protection. Ask your angel, when you go places, you know, ask your angel to be with you and drive with you in your car.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All
but
right.
Don't drive. What's the old joke? But don't drive faster than your angel can fly. Okay.
Well,
take care.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's why I didn't feel like a male or female. I was an angel, guardian family. You know, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that angels had guardian would be with a specific family group, not just an individual. But that makes sense, doesn't it? A guardian angel watching over a family, the family angel. I mean, not that they watch over just one family, but, you know, you got an angel assigned to your family. I guess we all do. Yeah, we do. That's kind of cool, I think. Let me take a couple more calls that they've been holding for a while. I'm going to try to get back to my friend here in the chat room and had a question about a relationship, and I'll see if I can get an answer for you. I'm going to give you a really simple answer because it's hard to read. It's like I'm trying to read, talk, and look who's going to want to talk to me. So, callers. So you want to know basically if this person's going to come back into your life. And if you... I for some reason I get the word yes. For some reason I get the word yes, and it's like a start over, if that makes sense, a start over, like going back to the beginning or starting over. Maybe there probably feels like in your relationship there was some really difficult times that kind of caused things, or maybe I'm off on somebody else, but that's what I get. So it's a start over in your relationship, okay? And that'll happen. I don't know when. It's bound to happen soon, or it needs to happen soon, because you're at a place you're at a place in your turning point in your life where you really will be open to that. Okay, let me take a call. That was kind of interesting. I always find these so fascinating. Hello.
Hello. My name is Wanda. I'm a new. Hello.
Wanda.
Yeah. I'm a new caller, okay. First time I heard you. I also would like to see if there's any messages, and I'll just tell you this right quick. There's like three things that's been really stressful in my life. One just finally taken care of, and I got two more things going. And what I'd like to know if any, and I've been praying to my angels, God, and to my deceased relatives to help me. I want to also know if I'm going to get a manager's position at work, because right now I'm not getting many hours, and I think it's going to be offered to me.
Okay. Well, let's see who this is first. This somebody comes through,
okay.
And it's I got the word aunt or aunt right away. So it's an aunt. It's not, I don't know which side of the family. Father's side. Aunt on the father's side. It might be back a generation or two, but it's a female. It was not a direct like grandmother. It's more off to the side. Okay.
Does
that make sense? So there's an aunt that's related to probably grandfather. It feels like more than a grandmother. I don't know why I get that. Okay. What is she saying to you? Be patient, dear, because your turn is coming up really soon. Your turn. So if you're asking about a job or something like that or an opportunity, your turn is coming up pretty soon. that door of opportunity will pop open for you really soon. Just stay patient and don't get so frustrated over your present situation, because it's being laid out for you in a way that you will feel better about it, or you feel better about your life, or you'll feel better about the future. So yeah, you're being guided to something. The door is going to pop open for opportunity and soon. So be patient. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I was told by another lady that my supervisor told her that she was going to offer me the job manager Thursday, but not to say nothing, which I'm going to ask for.
Yeah.
But I do need a manager position.
Just be patient. Be patient. It'll happen.
I told you there's two other things that's stressful things in my life, which I don't tell my work. You see, those two things, very stressful things. I'll just tell you one thing. One daughter almost died. We got through that over the weekend. She, whatever. Then I've got a grandson that's in a little bit of trouble, and I'm having trouble with an estate sale. And I'm trying to get these two things. If they just clear it in the next month, I'll be happy.
It's like the picture I get, or the words I get, or it's like the hands of an hourglass. All the troubles will dissolve themselves. It's like the sands flow through the hourglass, so these problems will just kind of fall through or dissipate through. Okay?
Thank goodness.
Okay?
That's stressful. Yes. And I've been praying.
Yeah. Well, so. Stay.
All right, well.
Stay patient, but not in, for you, it's more about stay distracted from the worry. Because worry doesn't solve the problem. Worry just creates more physical and mental stress on you and anxiety on you. So you need to just kind of pull away from the problems and turn them over.
Well, see, I'm
if you've been praying, then just give it to God and say, okay,
yeah.
I lend it to you. Let it go. Surrender it. I have an article about that I'm going to read a little while. Okay.
Right.
That's going to work out for you. Okay?
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a tough one. Sands of the hourglass. That's what I saw a picture of. It was like the sands, you know, like the problems will just whoosh through. Yeah, it takes time. It doesn't always happen at once. That there's that little tiny opening in the middle of this hourglass. The sands don't always go whoosh, all at once. They go slowly and they get there. Okay? Okay, let me take another call. Then we'll get into some articles and we'll do some other stuff. And well, how is everybody in the chat room today? I answered a question. Good. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Had some fun. It's always good to have fun, isn't it? Hello.
Hi. Hello.
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 And whom am I speaking to?
This is Latima.
Latima? So what's going on in your life today? Why would you want to call into a person who likes to chat with dead people and look into people's past lives?
I'm kind of over the face right now of what I'm going to do with my life and myself.
Okay.
Going back to school or work. I need a new apartment. I need to get in my own space. So it's
okay,
like,
well,
it's too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand. So, It feels like a male energy coming through for you, and it feels like a great-great-grandfather way back when, on your mother's side, and whoever this is. He's a very patient but diligent man in the sense that he was patient about things, but he got things done, okay? He got things done, but he's very patient about getting things done. He was one of these people that just took it, you know, just kept going, kept moving. And I think that's his advice for you, is just don't try to look at the whole thing all at once because it looks huge, right? It's like the big ball is huge, right? What's the line? He says that when you sit down to eat a meal, you don't try to eat it in three bites, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take one little bite at a time, and you take the easiest thing to eat first.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Build yourself up to the hard things.
Yeah.
You, You're not necessarily going to start with a salad and then work to the steak. Okay. So I think what the advice for you is really what I'm hearing. It's going to work out, but don't get so stressed out about it. Just allow, take what seems to be the easiest thing to do first and work your way up to the harder things.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you got to get in a habit of solving problems.
Right.
And you'll get the advice as you need it to solve the problems as you solve them. But you worry too much about the big things.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So it's
do you
time
see
to
me
just
moving to
them? Moving?
Do you see that?
Well, let me put it this way. See, I do it a little differently. Are arrangements being made from the non-physical world, from the ancestors, to help you move? Yes. Are they waiting on the right place or looking for the right place or helping you to find the right place? Yes. Has the right place been found yet? No. So there's a little bit more time to find you the perfect place. Excuse me. It will come up. It will come up. Be patient. It will come up. Okay? You just don't want to move just to move. You want some place that you feel comfortable with. And and you'll be led to it. You'll be led to that perfect place. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Okay. Bye now. A little tickle in my throat. The water is close by, which helps a lot. Okay, what do we got going on today? Oh, there's fun people in the chat room. So let me give you this one quote I thought was really kind of cool. And it's related to this a little bit what we've been talking about. And I'll try to twist and turn it a little bit from the Abraham material. Abraham being a group of non-physical entities. You know, if anybody saw The Secret or familiar with it, that they, and a lot of the movie The Secret was based on the Abraham material. If we were standing in your physical shoes, that would be our dominant quest. What would be our dominant quest? Entertaining yourself, pleasing yourself, connecting with yourself, being yourself, enjoying yourself, loving yourself. Some say, well, Abraham, you teach selfishness. And we say, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Because unless you are selfish enough to reach for that connection, you don't have anything to give anyone anyway. And when you are selfish enough to make that connection, you have an enormous gift that you can give everyone, everywhere you are. So it's, you know, they don't use the words here, but it really feels like the energy here is it's talking about loving yourself, just completely loving yourself. Be in love with yourself. Be in love with who you are. And then you have a lot to give other people. If you have that love energy is flowing through you and part of you. You ever know somebody that really doesn't like themselves? They're really down on themselves all the time and just spoke badly about themselves and you really didn't want to be around that person. Obviously, you didn't want to be around that person because you could just see that that person was so negative. But being in love with yourself, connecting with yourself, being yourself, enjoying yourself, you're putting out an energy that just, like, for example, if you want a relationship, if you're being yourself, you're loving yourself, you're enjoying yourself, if you're putting that energy out there, you're going to attract somebody like that who loves themselves, wants to be with themselves, appreciates themselves. And wouldn't that be the kind of relationship you want to be with, somebody you want to be with? Isn't it true that if you're loving yourself and putting that energy out, you attract that kind of energy? You attract a place that where you can love yourself even more. Like last caller asked about moving. Okay, if you love yourself and you're putting that energy out there, you're going to attract into your life, the principle here is that you're going to attract into your life a place to live or that where you can love yourself even more. Same thing about a job. If you love yourself, you appreciate yourself, you really enjoy yourself, you're going to attract a job where you can do that, where you can express more of that. And so those are probably the biggest areas of your life. But relationship-wise, love yourself, appreciate yourself, enjoy yourself, and you're going to attract people like that into your life. And that's a great relationship. You're not going to get the Debbie Downers. and the negative people in your life because they can't relate to that energy you're putting out there. You're putting out a vibration of love yourself, appreciate yourself, enjoying yourself. And if you're going to, and people who don't feel that way are going to just kind of like, don't get you. Like, what's wrong with this person? You know, but, and people that get it will be attracted to you. That's the basic principle. That's the law of attraction. That's the basic principles there. So love yourself. First and foremost, love yourself. Like yourself. Enjoy yourself. And even in a relationship, you're going to attract people like that. If you're attracting people that are negative and down in themselves and unappreciative of themselves, I would take a look at yourself a little bit. I'd look in the mirror a little bit and say, what kind of energy am I putting out there into the universe? Yeah. What kind of energy am I putting out there so I can track those people, right? Okay, so just a thought. Yeah, I got another caller. What are we going to talk about, though? But yeah, I have an article that's related to the caller earlier, and then maybe I'll get into this a little bit. It's letting go. Five truths about surrendering. Surrendering is letting it go, giving it to God, giving it to the universe, right? This is what the whole article is about, and I probably don't need to read the whole thing, but there's a section of it that I'll get into a little bit. It's about the five things. One is about pain. What you pay attention to grows. Begin today, right now. It's about, yeah, just surrendering, letting go, giving it. Don't holding on to things. You know, we want to hold on to stuff so tight sometimes. Figure if we hold on to it and squeeze it and try to manipulate it, our problems, right, that they're going to be solved. But you can't solve a problem when you're sitting in the middle of a problem. I've learned that a long time ago. You have to let it go. Turn it over. Okay, let me take a call because I'm running low on time. Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hello, hi. Is that your name?
My name is
Hello.
Is Holly. My name
Hello,
is
hi.
My last name, hi.
Yeah. Pauline, right?
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, I think. Yeah. Let me pinch myself again. So what's going on? What's going on, Pauline?
I was just listening to your show shortly, for a short moment, and then I called in, and I actually didn't press the option to speak to you, but I wanted to.
Okay, let me ask you a question, because this is what it feels like. What year were you born?
68.
So you, I don't know where this is the reason I'm going back to a past life, and I don't know why I'm being taken back to a past life, okay?
Okay.
You died at the end of World War II. It feels like World War II, 1945, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You were one of the last servicemen to die in the war. Okay, that's not good, is it? No, that's not fun. So what lesson? You were in the South Pacific. You were an American soldier. Okay, in the South Pacific,
mm-hmm.
Early 20s. So, you know, the lesson for that was, you know, this life is really about you just squeezing the life out of life, just living as long as you possibly can, going out 90-something years old and having a ball. That's your life's about this time. Your life's not about cutting it short and missing out on anything. If you're missing out on anything right now, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Life is supposed to be really a lot of fun for you.
Mm-hmm.
To fulfill this life, because you didn't get to do it in the past life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But this life is about really getting out there and really enjoying it. I don't know how would you feel about that, and if you feel like, well, no, I'm not doing that, I'm being too serious about my life, then I would say lighten up a little bit and go out and have some fun.
That's what, you know, just the other day I had this thought that I'm very serious. I guess it's my nature. I'm born in January, and I'm kind of more serious. And I thought, you know, I need to, this is 2016, I need to have some fun.
This is your year, dear. Get out there, okay? But it's whatever's fun for you. I mean, it's whatever fun for you. And find things to celebrate in your life. Find things.
Mm-hmm.
Throw little parties for achievements. Serious people achieve things all the time, right? You accomplish something, you get things done, right? You're always getting things done, right?
Right.
Yeah, you're very competitive in your own way, aren't you?
Yeah. depending on myself.
but see, that's good. But then you got to celebrate it. When you accomplish something, you got to have a little party for yourself. Got to treat yourself. That's the part of life that you really need to do is like, oh, I got this done. I washed the dishes in time. I'm going to go have a little piece of cake. Okay?
I will do that. Yeah.
So it's about celebrating your life as you go through your life. And that's turning that corner for you. Okay? That's why I brought up that past life is you didn't get to do that. Now you get to do that. Okay? Okay?
Yes, I will do that. Thank you so much. I will definitely enjoy myself some more.
Excellent. Good for you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Oh, I got a couple more callers. Ooh, how fun is this, huh? Okay, so I got a 561 and a 562. I don't know if they're neighbors. Or, you know, you could have a 561 area code and a 562, and one could be in California and one could be in far out reaches of Maine or someplace. The way those numbering systems are kind of crazy, right? They're not all close together. It's like 213 and 212. 213 is downtown Los Angeles, and 212 is Manhattan. And they're so close together. And don't ever, never mind, that's a long story. It was one of my useful stories about having a friend, a girl that I was really interested in living in the 213 area code because I lived in another close area code and dialing the 212 number late at night. Now, so. Okay, that's my crazy story for the day. It's one of the funnier stories, but the person on the 212 was not happy to hear me because it was probably 2 o'clock in the morning there. Hello?
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 Hi, George. Hi.
And who's this?
Lena, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. What's going on with Lena today?
I wanted to see... when you see Steve come and fall, we were having problems and then we backed away from each other and he wouldn't leave me alone. And now we're going to try and start over again. So I want to see when you see this coming together for us, when he's going to come forward to me.
February,
yeah. Because my birthday's in March. So I was really hoping we would be together by March. So
February. Yeah, it feels like, and around or just before or something around Valentine's Day, there will be some kind of little thing going on here. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
February. I don't know why. No, never mind. We will get into all the why. I think sometimes if you don't accept the concept of the call or the answer, it never works out. That's a whole different whole energy thing that we won't discuss right now. So let me take another call. Yeah, I was going to go off into a whole thing. I decided, no, I'll just take a call. It's easier to go off into a whole story. Hello.
Hello, this is Rondrea.
Rondrea?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
R-O-N-D-R-I-A.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so what's going on, Rondrea? I've never heard that name before. It's an interesting name.
Thanks. I just want to know what Spirit has to say about me and Terrence.
Terrence. That's a guy, right?
Yes.
A joke. It's a joke. It sounds like a guy. So what do you mean, what do they have to say? That's a pretty open question. I mean, like, really, like, future, now... getting along, not getting along, where are you going to end up at together? Are you going to end up? Is there a destiny between you to fulfill a lifelong adventure together? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Pretty much. All of the above, yeah. Well, the way I said it was kind of the way I was getting it. Yeah, there is kind of a lifelong or a destiny for a lifelong adventure. Now, when I say that, don't get all like, oh, we're going to be delivered, we're going to be loved in love forever. Nah, not necessarily. It'll be back and forth a little bit. You'll have your good times and your bad times, but you're bound to be together, okay, at some level forever. That sounds kind of depressing. Forever? Oh, my goodness, right?
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, you're there's a destiny. Now, you can blow it. You can just blow him off, but I don't think you will. And he's stuck on you for some reason. You must be a good person.
Thank you.
He likes you for some reason. Why does he like you so much?
I have no idea. Do you have another caller? Because I was going to ask one more quick question.
Well, quick. Make
do,
it
I'll
quick.
Just walk.
Make okay. one more quick.
Okay. There's this person supposedly told me that they were a person that passed away, but they came back to talk to me. And this person was a famous person named Tupac Shakur. Can you identify with that? Is that true or that that person was lying?
Do you connect with the personage, the Tupac? Do you admire
yes,
him?
Yes, he used to be one of my favorite artists when he was living. So, but he came back and said his name was Melvin. He went by Melvin this time. So that's why I'm thinking.
Oh, did he come back? Did he come back yet? That's the question, right? No.
Yeah, I want to know was that a false person saying that or was that true?
Well, he hasn't come back yet. He's not in a physical form, okay?
Okay.
Tupac is not. He's not in a physical form. Well, let me put it this way: if he is, I'm kind of getting this kind of mixed, weird kind of message. He's little. He's like a child, okay?
Okay.
Under the age of 10.
Okay.
So, but on the other side of it, because it felt more like he would give you messages, yes, because you have an energy connection with him, yes. That's why you liked his music and who he is. So there is an energy connection with in the spirit, okay?
Okay.
So there are that he will advise you on, he can advise you on things, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he does. There is, you have a connection, a soul connection, soul family connection, yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. What advice would he give you? Be true to your creative spirit. Be true to your creative spirit.
Okay.
Don't let people discourage you from how you want to express yourself. I don't know what that means to you, but that's what I get.
Okay.
Because it feels like people at times will try to intimidate you to not be yourself. Okay?
Okay.
And don't let that happen. You have more power and energy. You have more power and energy than you believe you possibly could have. So go for it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Don't waver. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, be the goddess. Be the goddess. Okay? Take care.
Okay.
Okay, bye now.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. That was a really strong energy. That was really kind of a cool, strong energy that came through for her. It was an energy of don't let people put you down. Don't let people, yeah, just keep going, keep going, keep going. Believe in yourself. That's what I was talking about, believing in yourself. Well, we've almost run out of time again. How fun is that, huh? I will not be here tomorrow, but I will be back on Wednesday. And one more thing I will mention, and I will post the link as soon as I get it done. And I have to admit, I've been a little procrastinating on this one, is to put the link for the classes that I'm going to be giving. And the classes are going to be about in developing your own intuitive skills. And it's using certain little tools that you can use to help get your own answers, which are really simple, really kind of fun. And in the class, I'll demonstrate some of these tools that you can use. And you can use yourself in the class. The first class will be free, and then the next one after ones that after that are $10 each. But it'll be fun. And you know, you can go through, and some of them you could actually even just go to the store and say, oh, should I buy this one or this one? And bink, you get the answer immediately. You don't have to call a psychic. You can do it yourself. It's a do-it-yourself psychic kit. I like that. I like that expression. So I'll do that. I'll put the post to class. I'm hoping for the class this coming Friday, but let's see if I can get myself in gear a little bit better, a little bit more, and post it and get you ready for it. Okay, so it's been fun. I will be back on Wednesday. Have a beautiful evening. I love you guys. I really appreciate you listening. And I appreciate the calls, and I always get something new every time. So bye now.